com. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. Jot this number down so you can join us. 800-228-0550. From the studios of the legendary 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plain, the Plains, the Plains.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, I messed all that up.
See, if you had that turbo seat heat, you'd be better right now.
Trying to make me jealous again with this turbo seat. He claims it's not turbo seated. I said, well, it's deluxe. It's a caddy, so don't give me that it's not turbo. That's the Facebook question of the day. Here's the Facebook What's on Your Mind question of the day. Do you have seat heat in your car?
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about this hot topic on the show this week because Todd has the deluxe version, his big black caddy.
Jealous.
I have what I thought was the poor man's seat heat, which is, you know, the kind that is like a seat cover that you have a cord attached to it, you plug into the cigarette lighter, and if you leave it plugged in, your battery goes dead version.
No.
So that, to me, is the poor man's version. But we have somebody call us on Monday, say, hey, Hannah and Mitchell, you've been dropped on your head. The real poor man's seat heat is Long John's.
Exactly. There are people, and somebody made that point on Facebook, there are people who walk to work.
Yeah.
What kind of seat heat do you have then? You have whatever. Although you could get one of those things you put in the microwave and warm up and then put that in your butt and start walking. So you can actually have seat heat if you have to walk to work.
Take the seat heat survey, folks, at the What's On Your Mind Facebook page. And by the way, I'd love it if, speaking of legendary, you'd visit ndtourism.com because Todd and I still have this little thing with Josh DeMaul going on here because he didn't actually show up in person yesterday.
He
did show up in video, and he did show up in voice, and he is going to be part of this new North Dakota legendary campaign.
Did hear that you were trying to stalk him again and decided, I'm going to have to phone it in then.
Exactly right. But here's the deal. They're all gaga because all these new Facebook likes and visits. Sarah Ottie Coleman was on last hour. She said there were 84% of the visitors yesterday. A lot of visitors to ndtourism.com, but 84% of them were brand new visitors. And that was because of Josh DeMaul. Right? And his social media impact.
Sure.
I would like us to prove that Josh DeMaul is just a pretty face. That really, Todd, you and I are the... So we need new visitors to ndtourism.com so we can win the battle with Josh.
Yeah, and how about some people who actually do spend lots of time in North Dakota, not via video? You and me.
We're here.
Yeah.
No, but Josh is here a lot. He does.
This isn't a diss on Josh.
Well, it's just, You're right. We spend more time here than he does.
What he should be saying is, come tour North Dakota like I do. Come visit North Dakota like I do.
It's kind of what he's doing.
But if you want some people who are actually here in North Dakota, it's you and me.
Exactly right. Let's just be fair. We're male models. That's what we are.
Of course.
Yes. Well, we're role models. Role models. Maybe not model models.
You see all those things on Facebook that, curves are good, blah, 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 blah. I've got curves. Ooh, nobody wants to.
Oh, I love it. Anyway, ndtourism.com, and in all seriousness, what a great idea to put Josh DeMaul as part of that campaign.
Absolutely.
It's fabulous, but I would like to settle this score.
But if you want locals.
So go to ndtourism.com and prove that that Todd Mitchell is every bit as good-looking as Josh DeMaul. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
This hour of the program brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. This is the industry creating thousands of good jobs. Let's talk 60,000. Jobs.
Oh, there we go.
They're not jobs. They're careers. This is fantastic. And, of course, also the front line of solving all the challenges of our state's growth as well. They're there. Find out more about it at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. It's Wednesday. That means it's the Talk Radio Town Hall with your member of Congress. Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us. He's back in that little island surrounded by reality known as Washington, D.C. Congressman Kevin Cramer, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's great to be back, and it's great to be back with you. I'm not so sure about the island.
I like
the reality.
Do you really? Yeah, the reality is a lot better than the island. But, when we last spoke, You were talking about going down to you know, places that have islands and
yeah, that's right.
Real islands, right? This is warm, beautiful area, and marrying off your youngest daughter. How'd everything go?
Everything went well. We did marry her off to a wonderful guy. Nick Senny is a great husband, and Chris and I are blessed to have him as a son-in-law, and Abel's really fortunate to have him as a brother. So now we've got two sons-in-law that are Abel's brothers-in-law, and he loves them both. So anyway, it was good, and it was actually warm. You know, there weren't a lot of warm places in the United States these last few days. Obviously, I like to say, you know, there are about 140 million Americans praying that global warming's real.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm so tired of that debate. You know, and of course, we've been joking too. You know, when it gets anywhere near zero on the East Coast, all of a sudden we invent terms like polar vortex. You know what I mean? Where did that come from?
I don't know. It's a funny language, and a lot of people get trapped in their pride, and so they keep rationalizing things. Anyway.
That's a good term, trapped in your pride. Anyway, the call's waiting already, so we'll get to them, and a few off here is ready. Talk Radio Town Hall is the Wednesday edition where you get a chance to talk one-on-one on any and all issues, agree, disagree. Give us a buzz for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Brad and Grand Forks, first to go on the program for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Glad you're back from Texas, and hope you had a good trip, all that kind of stuff. My question, Congressman Cramer, is, actually kind of ties in with your daughter getting married, and congratulations on
that.
But I've got a friend who is married to a young lady from Canada, and they've been married for 2 years. They've been married since September of 2011, and she was just in the last week or two denied a marriage visa because of various reasons, but basically what they told her is that because she had gone back into Canada and visited her family over, I don't know what holiday it was, but she'd gone back. And then when she came back across the border, they asked her why she was coming back. She said, well, I'm going to college. And she is, and she wasn't lying or making anything up.
Sure.
But when she came back, she told them, well, I'm going to college at UND. And they assumed that to be a lie when she was actually married and all this stuff. And so they denied her visa and a marriage visa, which they've been fighting for the last couple of years and spent several thousand dollars. And I guess my question to you is there anything that your office can do to kind of help her out? Because they're on a single income because she's not allowed to work because she doesn't have a work visa and all this stuff. And they're now having to hire an attorney to help get things going again so she's not have to move back to Canada and be separated from her husband and all this. And all she wants to do is get a job and help support the local economy and be a productive member of society. Is there anything that your office can do to help her out?
Yeah, Brad, thanks for that. And thanks for the illustration. It was worth listening to because one of the things that we have in the United States and immigration reform is a big, tough issue, and the Speaker, Boehner, talked to us about it just this morning in conference because a lot of people just want to avoid the issue because it says one thing to them, and other people want to avoid it because it says another thing to them, and other people want to deal with it because it means one thing or another, and it's actually very complex, and the story that you just told is a real-life situation that illustrates why we need immigration reform. Because while there is an illegal immigration problem in this country that has to be dealt with, the borders have got to be dealt with, we have a legal immigration problem that is really stifles both our economic opportunity as well as, frankly, certain moral and ethical obligations like the one that you've just described, Brad. So is there something we can do? Yes, we can intervene or we can inquire on behalf of this person if you would have them contact my office. In fact, Randy Richards, who would handle this for us, is right in Grand Forks. I have an office in Grand Forks that Randy works out of. It's there at the Center for Innovation. Let me just give you guys the number at Grand Forks here. It's, of course,
701-738-4880. 738-4880.
Yes. And Randy will be able to take it on and we'll open a case file on it and see what we can do to try and help. But unfortunately, your story is too common. Like I said, we have a legal immigration bureaucracy that's as much out of control as our illegal immigration challenges are.
Appreciate the call, Brad. Thank you very much. And other questions, comments, welcome for Congressman Kevin Cramer. We're going to call her from Minot to ask a question related to this. He claimed he had somebody that worked in his office that was on here on a work visa, but here is as a consultant, not working for somebody in a specific post. Kevin, can you hear me?
Okay, sorry about that. I lost you there for a while, and it might have been on our end. I don't know.
Okay, you can hear me now, though.
I can hear you now.
I was starting to recount a conversation with a caller from Minot who called earlier, and we told them we'd try and get an answer from you related to immigration, legal immigration. In this case, it was someone that was here on a work visa that wasn't working for any particular company, but rather was here as a consultant. And he said, can you get a work visa and be a consultant? Do you know the answer to that?
I do know the answer to that. And immigrants are not allowed to work legally as an independent contractor if they're in the U.S. on any type of a work visa. So that they have to work for a company that would petition them.
All right, so that evidently there is something amiss there, as he thought there was. Hang on one sec. We'll pick this up. And, of course, other calls welcome. 800-228-0550 for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Winter time is a great time to visit one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Great deal, $75 for any room, any night, Monday through Thursday. Add a couple hours. Snowmobile rental, it's only $99 a night. You can't beat a deal like that. And don't forget the spa. Here's Teresa, the manager of the Copper Door Aveda Spa. It's fabulous, isn't it, Teresa?
Yes, we're at Aveda Concept Spa. It's just, at this time of year, too, with that spa, what a place to be. We have beautiful massages, manicure, pedicures, facials, and body wraps. And we have a beautiful little relaxation room. You can come in early, stay late. Have a cup of tea and enjoy that spa.
And folks, if you go online, you can book any of the services they have at Chase on the Lake. So talk about gift cards.
Gift card is perfect for the spa. What's a better gift than a massage?
Chase on the Lake gift card, complete with the spa and the stay of the works. ChaseOnTheLake.com to reserve that or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
This one, if we're playing that tune, Time Passages, Al Stewart. How'd I do, Todd Mitchell?
Perfect.
Thumbs up, thumbs down? Did okay?
How much other Al Stewart can you name?
I don't have deluxe sea heat, but I may know a tune every now and then, you know what I'm saying?
You're the cat.
You're the cat.
On the radio?
Yeah. Oh, on the radio, good one.
Yeah.
We should have an all Al Stewart bumper music day, right? I still want 12 Days of Christmas because the 12th day of Christmas was this week, which it was Monday. And I haven't played that yet. So can we do that before the end of the hour? Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall, 20 past the hour on a cold Wednesday, but there's light at the end of the tunnel warming up. Actually, Friday looking pretty good, but windy. Saturday just pitch perfect, beautiful. Congressman Cramer, let's finish on this caller that had called from Minot. And I think he had a coworker or somebody he was aware of that was here on a work visa and had listed themselves as, it wasn't independent contractor, but was consultant or something, yeah. And he was concerned. Yeah, what should somebody do in that case?
Yeah, I guess contact border or immigration officials or even local law enforcement officials, I suppose, if you have a major concern about it. But yeah, a worker has to be petitioned by an employer. So it's to come as an independent consultant that doesn't smell quite right.
Appreciate that. Let's go to Dennis in Minot for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind, Dennis.
Yes, sir. I'm a retired military, and I'm hearing rumblings that the current administration wants to take our retirement away until we turn 62 after we've already served our country for 20-plus years. Yeah. What is the chances of that actually coming to fruit? And sure. I'll hang up and listen to the reply.
Sure. Thanks, Dennis. First of all, thanks for your service. In terms of the rumor, he's referring to a rumor that the administration wants to take away their retirement benefits till they're 62. I've not heard that, and I'd be surprised if that was actually the case. Now, what's possible is that Dennis is confusing a couple of different issues that are swirling about. One of them relates to the budget deal that was struck late last year. And then we'll be, of course, the omnibus spending or appropriations bills that we'll be bringing up next week. And I know how you love words like omnibus, Scott.
Have I expressed that in the past? I apologize.
Heard it once or twice. But what Dennis might be referring to is that there was, as part of that budget deal that was struck that involved the Pentagon and defense spending, what the administration has done is in the Obama budget, the most previous budget that he presented, he did cut the cost of living increase for active military by a point, and the House has restored that. He also required more from the military and veterans in terms of their health care into TRICARE. We've restored that as well. But the one piece that's gotten a lot of attention is that there was a provision that reduced the cost of living increase for future retirees, 20-year full retired military veterans prior to being 62, that would reduce the increase by 1%. So that was, and that over the course of 10 years saves about $6 billion as part of the mandatory spending, reforms that were part of the overall package. There was even more reform related to non-military retirees and their pension reform is what it's part of. And this is something the Department of Defense has been after for some time because, of course, like lots of organizations, both public and private, pensions are becoming such a huge part of the expense side with, of course, very low interest rates and not a lot of growth. So anyway, I'm not sure what Dennis is talking about, but it might be that he's heard a few of these different things swirling around and it's all kind of clumped to one giant rumor. And so to be clear, that the pension piece relates to 20-year retired veterans prior to being 62. And there was a little piece that was confusing as it relates to disability payments as well. That, to clear that up, that will be part of next week's appropriations bill, the fix to make sure that it's very clear that this deal does not affect disability benefits or disabled veterans, that they are held harmless, even by this very modest decrease in the increase, if you will, of you know, basically 38 to 62-year-old veterans.
Speaking of veterans, I woke up this morning having read before I went to bed the story in the Washington Post today that Bob Woodward wrote about Robert Gates' new books, the former Secretary of Defense, and some very disparaging, sentiments towards our men and women in the United States military, specifically to the Afghanistan effort. And also, the, Iraq has been in the news of late.
Certainly.
Where we have Al-Qaeda taking back over a province, and we basically have Barack Obama throwing a, you know, a cell phone saying, well, call if you need something, but otherwise we're out of here. And I'm thinking, man, if I was a member of the Garden Reserve, for instance, North Dakota, per capita, highest participation in the country, or active duty, I'd wake up today so ticked that I did what I did to you know, be part of that effort, either in Iraq or Afghanistan, and that's the kind of treatment I get from the commander-in-chief and from this administration. Is this a big story right now in Washington, Kevin?
It's a very big story. The Gates story, and as you know, it's the excerpts from his book that are being released have created these stories, including the Woodward story that you're referencing in the Washington Post. And there's a lot of hubbub about it, not just because, you know, it's a sort of a tell-all book, I guess, of a former cabinet member, but we are talking about the Secretary of Defense, and we are talking about the sitting commander-in-chief. But none of it should be overly shocking to people that have been paying attention to Barack Obama over the last five-plus years now of his presidency, because this has been very consistent. It's just, it's kind of what you always suspected of him based on the policies. But now you're starting to get the, you know, sort of the personal side of it. And you know, he recalls a specific conversation between, then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the president where, you know, they talk about that their opposition to the war really was more for political gain in the primary fight than it was anything, you know, trying to become the Democrat nominee for president. It's really disheartening, I would think, to any member of the military. I would agree.
All right, let's get one of the off-air calls. I've been waiting to chat with Congressman Kramer. Go ahead and roll one of those, Aaron, if you would.
Hey, Mr. Kramer, thank you for your service to the state of North Dakota. I am a trucker in the state of North Dakota. I do not cross state lines. I am paying the federal tax on the fuel, like all the other truckers. But the IRS wants to have a heavy use tax, which is $550 a year. Now, that tax is added on over and above the fuel tax that I'm already paying. That's kind of like getting double dipping. And I think on these people that go across state lines, I don't know what the regulations are there, but I think with the people who are doing intra-state trucking should be allowed to get a waiver on either the fuel tax or the IRS tax at the end of the year, and we should be able to get what is ever less of the two evils. I'd like to have you check into that and see if there's something that we can do.
We will do. We'll get Kevin's answer on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. Congressman Kevin Kramer with us on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
With freezing temperatures, now's a great time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your truck. Caused by those muddy conditions we experienced this year in the Bakken. Before it gets any colder, stop it and get your vehicle clean for winter at the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Megan, the manager, is on the phone to tell us about this wonderful new $3.5 million facility. What are folks saying about the North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Man, things are going great here. We've got a new mud blaster system that was just installed. It blasts 50 gallons per minute on the trucks and blasts that mud and ice right off.
And they have all new hours, now open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. And guess what? You get 10% off when you use the truck wash between 7 and midnight and 4 and 7 a.m. For some reason, when it's dark outside, some folks don't realize they're still washing trucks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. So come on in, morning, noon, and night. Again, open 4 a.m. until midnight. Give a call at 701-628-1550 and take advantage of that late-night discount, 7 p.m. to midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, behind the Senex in Stanley, or look for the signs off Highway 8. The North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best, Stanley, North Dakota.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Name that tune, folks. I love it. A lot of folks, speaking of truckers, are eastbound and down, and before the break, call on the federal government sticking it to us again. I mean, my list is really long. It is covering the walls of the What's On Your Mind studio of how the feds are sticking to us. Slow-walking regulations on strengthened the rail cars, screwing up regulation on pipeline federal oversight with Steve Jensen's farm up at Tioga, and now we got the truckers getting jammed on a heavy use tax. Any relief in sight for these folks, Kevin?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with this unemployment insurance. You know, we have this emergency unemployment insurance benefits bill that the Senate is going to vote on probably in the next couple of days. I don't even know that it'll pass the Senate, but if it does, over in the House, we're looking at if there would be any type of an extension, that we're going to attach a lot of jobs creation bills to it and try to phase the thing out. That's my goal anyway. Can you imagine we've had an emergency unemployment insurance benefits program that's needed to be extended, 14 times over, since 2008? Is intended to be temporary. I think we need to make it temporary to the point of eliminating it and get this president to start agreeing to some of the jobs creation bills that the House Republicans are passing and get Harry Reid to bring them up. I mean, there's a long list of House bills that the president and Harry Reid have been ignoring that would create less of a need for the unemployment insurance benefits if we just create the jobs or let the private sector create the jobs by relieving them of some of these burdensome regulations. Now, with regard to the truckers' question, the caller, previous caller, and then the federal fuel tax versus, of course, the heavy use tax and the interstate versus interstate, to get specifically to his point, some vehicles are exempt and have an exemption, but it's not an interstate versus interstate thing. It's more like, vehicles that only travel fewer than 5,000 miles within a year, for example, or annually. And I suspect that many of these trucks, although a lot of them probably don't put in so many miles as they do hours, and this guy may fit that, I don't know. Their ag vehicles, have a 7,500-mile threshold annually. Some vehicles not considered highway motor vehicles, like certain machinery and stuff, of course. And then more like emergency vehicles, Red Cross even is exempt from this. Some Indian tribal governments and federal governments, state governments, things like that, or mass transportation authorities are exempt from this heavy use tax. But both taxes are intended, of course, for both state and federal governments and local governments as well for highway construction and repair and maintenance and whatnot. And frankly, it's a fund that is losing money as opposed to gaining money because, of course, with a down economy in our country and with more fuel-efficient vehicles, there's not enough money in the highway trust fund to even meet the demands of our current transportation infrastructure. So while I sympathize with the trucker that made the call, we have a larger infrastructure issue, which is why I want to get back to growing the economy. And frankly, the idea that I like the best for our highway infrastructure is more drilling on federal lands and offshore and using more of the revenue generated by this economic opportunity that the country sits on, use that money to build our infrastructure because, of course, this highway and pipeline and other infrastructure is it has as its primary purpose profitability of the private sector by moving goods and services to market. So
that's a great point. That's a great point, Congressman. And I think Harold Hamm has been quoted before saying, and I forget the exact numbers, but basically if you took, you know, half of the federal lands that are now off limits to energy development and said, okay, the federal government owns the royalties there, you wouldn't have a debt. You'd eliminate the federal debt in, what, 10, 15, 20 years or something? I mean,
well, according to the Institute for Energy Research, the federal government of the United States owns $123 trillion worth of oil and gas. So, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, you couldn't get it all in one day, and maybe some of it you'd never get, but that's a lot of opportunity if we just get after it.
All right, another off-air call, this one about the employment insurance issue that you just brought up, and you probably answered that already, but we'll at least get their take. Go ahead and roll that one next.
Unemployment insurance, which is a total falsehood. It's not on unemployment insurance. That comes from the state. It's a program they started with the stimulus package. But I want your comments on this. You know, here's a classic example of the federal government looking for a problem to solve and passing a new program, and then all of a sudden it becomes a program that goes on and on because the problem from the federal government's standpoint never goes away. And it just keeps going on and on with these types of things. You know, oh, here's a problem. We need to solve it. And it never gets solved. It just costs a lot of money.
Got the point. Go, okay, Congressman Kramer, your take on that?
I agree with the caller to a great degree. He's right. This was started in 2008. Basic unemployment insurance has been around for a long time, and North Dakota participates. He's right. It's a state program. It's a state federal program. But there's extended benefits, and then of course the emergency. That's what I love. The emergency unemployment program, which was passed in 2008 and has now been renewed, what, 13 times because it's become a six-year emergency. It's supposed to be, quote, temporary. He's exactly right. What it's become is it's become a permanent benefit or an entitlement rather than its intended purpose. And at the time when it was passed, when the Democrats were in charge, you know, people like Jim McDermott and Nancy Pelosi were saying things like, this is the greatest economic stimulus in the world, and it has, for every unemployed dollar of unemployment insurance spent, and there's $1.64 return to the economy. Again, I don't know where these guys went to economics, took economics courses, but there's a recent study, Scott, by the New York Federal Reserve Bank and the University of Pennsylvania that shows that extending unemployment benefits actually stifles job creation. And you think of a place like North Dakota, where we have about 20,000 or more unfilled jobs, you can see why. If you're paying somebody not to work, it's going to be harder to fill those jobs. And that's what really creates a dynamic economy. So their research really suggests that ending the emergency unemployment program would promote job creation. So that's what I'm saying is, let's phase this emergency program out and create jobs for people rather than a permanent dependency, which you've heard me say in the context of lots of other things as well. And yet you're going to hear a lot of demagoguery. I mean, these next few days, Democrats are taken to the floor of the House and the Senate, the president to the, you know, to the bully pulpit, and they're going to talk about how heartless Republicans are because we don't.
No, that doesn't ever happen.
I know.
And by the way, demagoguery, that's like they're with Omnibus. And in other words, just a bunch of. Let me see if I know what what's the word again?
Demagoguery.
Demagoguery. Let me see if I know what demagoguery means. Does it mean okay, I really hate fossil fuel development. I don't like oil. I don't like natural gas. I don't like coal. So therefore, I'm going to pretend that, you know, coal dirties the air. I'm going to pretend that rail cars getting in an accident 0.00003% of the time happens all the time so I can really get to my end goal. Is that demagoguery?
That would be a good description of some, yes. And that's not to say we shouldn't deal with all these issues. I'm not saying that we shouldn't, but we need to deal with them in a realistic way that actually provides solutions for people and creates jobs for people and restores the dignity of work rather than the permanency of dependency.
Well, listen, so, and specific to the rail car thing, how much of this incident in Castleton is impacting their success in demagoguing? In other words, using it for their ultimate goal versus, well, you know, hey, there's something here that we need to look at. And maybe that is strengthen rail cars. And I understand there's been proposed regulations that would strengthen oil tanker cars that have been slow walked in Washington. This is yet again the federal government dropping the ball. Am I right?
Well, there's no question. I mean, Senator Hovind's taken a real lead role on this in terms of trying to get PHMSA, the Pipeline Hazardous Material Safety Administration, which is under the Department of Transportation, and we have a meeting with the Secretary of DOT tomorrow, the entire delegation, to talk about. But they have been proposing rules for over 2 years, and we've been saying get these rules finalized, because what's happened is the rail industry has voluntarily increased the strength of these rail cars, of the tanker cars, but it's a bit unfair to have them, you know, voluntarily adding to their costs when the rules, when they finally come out, might make those very voluntary standards moot. You know, let's get the new standards out and let the industry meet those standards. I think that it's appropriate to do that. But yes, the slow walk has been a problem. It's time for
the culprit here, if we're looking for culprits, is the federal government. I was going to say farting around. I shouldn't say that. It's not diplomatic for me. My mom would call after the program and say, "Don't use that word." You know,
too late.
Yeah, it is too late.
She may not be the only one.
But the culprit is farting around with regulations for 2 years and bureaucracy rather than getting it, rather than, you know, somehow the oil being the culprit. That's what is driving me crazy. Devin and Bowman for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
I was calling in about, I think it was a couple guys ago, about being double taxed on fuel.
Yes.
I listened to your comment there, and it sounded like, just to me, it sounded like a whole bunch of excuses, like that there's more fuel-efficient cars and everything, but back when gas was only like a dollar, it was bringing in plenty of income and everything. I think it comes down to the government needs to be run more efficient. We shouldn't be paying the government to maintain roads. It should be done by the public and contracted out. It's always done more efficient, and our money is put more to good use because they get in there and get the job done quick and efficient and right, and do a bid on it rather than the government guys going out there and kind of piddling on it and taking 4 days to do a one-day job. There needs to be a lot less government, like even doing like forest trails and stuff. These people are on unemployment. Have them earn their unemployment check. Do 20, 30 hours a week of cleaning trails and trash and turn that in to get your check, and 10, 15 hours showing that you've gone out and looked for a job. Not just to sit home and get a check.
Yeah. No, I like the idea of work programs and where they've been implemented. They've worked very, very well. In fact, you know, there are several states, and I think you're going to start hearing a lot of those examples. So you make a good point. The other point, though, I agree. And in fact, I think North Dakota does it quite well. Anytime the federal government does the job, if you will, as opposed to releasing funds to states or local communities that bid the process to local contractors or, you know, through a bidding process, you're right, it's much less efficient. And by and large, that's exactly how highway construction and maintenance, especially construction, of course, is done. Managed at the state level with the federal funds, but the federal funds come as a result of the fact that the infrastructure, the interstate especially infrastructure, moves goods and services across state lines. And
up against the break, more coming up with Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean producers interested in receiving intensive soybean management training should plan to attend one of three Getting It Right in Soybean Production meetings in January. North Dakota State University Extension Service faculty and staff will discuss soybean research underway and 2014 production issues. Meeting dates are Tuesday, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Velva Senior Center on Main Street North in Velva, North Dakota. Wednesday, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mohall Emergency Services Building on Central Avenue North in Mohall, North Dakota. And Tuesday, January 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Wishick American Legion Post on 2nd Avenue North in Wishick, North Dakota. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I'm over in that Williston area listening on 1090 KGCO. I have a question for Congressman Kramer today. I'm a disabled veteran. Prior to my discharge from the military, I was in the National Guard, and we always had commissary privileges while we were in the National Guard. The thing that I find interesting is once we discharge from the Guard, unless you retire out of the military, you're no longer eligible to get for commissary privileges. And I'm wondering why it's not possible for veterans who have served the country to have those commissary privileges for life once they get out of the military, even if they've only served for a few years. Just curious on your Congressman's thoughts on that. So, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Hey, Lance, we appreciate your service. Thank you for listening on 1090 Talk Radio in the Bakken on our flag operation up there. And maybe this could be the second piece of legislation you sponsor that Barack Obama signs. I like his idea. What do you think?
No, I like it. This is why I love this show. Where else but on a radio town hall could a disabled veteran from Williston get a chance to make a suggestion like this that, you know, that allows you to actually think about and go, wow, this is pretty reasonable. So, but I think if I understand what he's saying is the disability should earn you some extra, you know, some extra benefit at the commissary for life that you wouldn't get unless you stayed in for 20 years, and the disability might prevent you from staying in for 20 years. You know, so Lance, this is a very reasonable request, and I'm happy to look into it. I love it.
And maybe he could be in the Oval Office when the president signs it, and with his congressman.
We can see what we can do.
I suggested earlier Heidi Heitkamp might want to head on over to the Oval Office and maybe pound on the desk a little bit and say, you know, why are we slow walking regulations for 2 years on strengthening rail cars? Why don't we have a Keystone XL pipeline? Anything else you'd like her to pound the desk on over there?
Well, I'm a little worried about the Farm Bill from what I'm hearing on some of the conservation issues that have come up a lot on this show. It sounds like the Senate, Debbie Stabenow, the Senate Ag Chairwoman, is holding strong on the all of these requirements for conservation that are really quite extreme, and they were part of some grand compromise that the Senate frankly violated them right out of the chute. We need some farm state Democrats to pound on her a little bit and make sure that she understands that what they're doing is could ruin the crop insurance program if we're not careful. So
why farm state Democrats? What is it? What, in other words,
because we have so much. We're the experts, if you will, and we've done our part in the House to make sure that we shape a farm bill that doesn't punish farmers and to tell them how they need to farm their land if they participate in the crop insurance program.
I get that, but why can't a farm state Republican make that case?
Well, because they're in the minority, and we need some majority members over in the Senate to convince their leadership. Because
so in other words, when Heidi Heitkamp pounds on Barack Obama's desk, there's actually some notice versus say Kevin Cramer or John Hovind doing it.
Well, no, I think they both get some notice. Senators get a lot of notice, but we're right now in a situation where the majority party in the Senate is muscling pretty big right now on these conservation issues, and we need to.
But in fairness, she's going to have more influence than Barack Obama than you or John Hovind are.
Sure, and she's going to have more influence on Harry Reid and on some of these things that haven't come up. Like, we've passed a bill, for example, that makes the Keystone XL pipeline legit. We just need the Senate to pass the bill now, since Barack Obama won't sign the permit, you know, but the Senate hasn't even had a vote on it. We need to have a vote on it. To her credit, she's with us on these things.
But it's not enough to be with us. You got to pound on the desk.
Well,
get notice. I mean, don't tell me you're for it. Do something about it. Sorry. Tom Jamestown, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here today to talk radio town hall. Take it away, Tom.
Yes, I appreciate the great job that you're doing. I'm sure it's really hard to walk the fence between knowing that we have a tremendous deficit and yet a lot of federal money does come into North Dakota, has in the past.
Sure.
And I think you do that balance as good as anybody.
Thank you, Tom.
I have one what I feel is a very, very important question concerning the armed forces.
Sure.
There has been an unprecedented onslaught against Christian chaplains and people that try to profess their Christian faith in all the branches of the armed forces coming from the Obama administration. There can be a tremendous amount of stress in the military, depending on what you do. You're away from home and that type of thing.
Sure.
And there's many, many Christians that are in the armed forces. Proportionately, they're a higher.
Hey, Tom, sorry to interrupt, Tom, but I only have a minute left, so I want to give Congressman Cramer a chance to address your very appropriate concern here. What can we do, Kevin?
Well, I've actually co-sponsored legislation that deals directly with this issue to give that liberty, make sure that liberty for chaplains and frankly for the service members to be able to exercise and demonstrate and teach their faith. I mean, that's why they are there. Tom's exactly right. There has been an onslaught. I mean, a real attack on Christianity and especially Christian chaplains. It's watered down their ministry. And so anyway, I do have legislation that I'm a co-sponsor of. We can talk more about it when we have more time. But again, we need the Democrats in the Senate to allow the issue to come to the floor.
Thanks, Tom. Call again. I want to hear more about that because maybe we can really shine a more light on that. You're right. It is a big problem. It's ridiculous. Only 30 seconds left. War on coal continues, and you have a plan on that today, right?
Well, we have a hearing tomorrow in the Natural Resources Committee on the stream buffer zone rule because there was a very critical assessment from the Inspector General on the way this administration has carried out that rule. It's a long process. I know the issue very well, having carried the coal portfolio in North Dakota, and it's really a major part of the war on coal. We have an oversight hearing tomorrow on the topic. We've had 139, by the way, in case people are wondering. I'm sorry.
Keep battling. Unbelievable. Thanks. Congressman Kevin Cramer, we're out of time, folks. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind? God bless you. Bye-bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest for a clean, comfortable, affordable room. Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best on business or vacation. Quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.